Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Craig, forgive me. There's a lot going on here. Did you say what the water temperature was?
Yeah, right around the site. Unfortunately, it's 41 degrees right now, the water temperature.
All right. We just are now hearing from the FBI. This is hopefully going to reassure people who might be wondering, and we all wonder anymore in these times. FBI says there's no information at all to suggest that this was any kind of terrorist attack. It's just a plane down, but at this point it's floating. We could conceivably tell you that there's a possibility that everybody could get out okay. I mean, we don't know if there's water in the plane. The plane is partially submerged, but the nose is above the water. The tail is above the water. And right now everybody is circling this plane in the middle of the Hudson River trying to decide what to do next.
And because we know we do have people joining us all the time here, we want to let you know that this is U.S. Airways Flight 1549. Out of LaGuardia on its way to Charlotte, North Carolina, with 151 people on board that went down in the Hudson River just about 40 minutes ago. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is on the scene. Peter, you've been following the plane as it floats down the river.
Right, and right now we are just adjacent, just slightly north of Chelsea Piers. We can clearly see the blue paint and the U.S. Airways logo on the back of the plane. We can actually read U.S. Airways out of the plane now. The door at the front of the plane does appear to be open. As you indicated, the nose is up. We can see the tail, but it seems as if the center part of the fuselage, we do not get a good vantage point of that. There are a number of vessels of various sizes. Ferry boats are out there, some tugboats. The fire department and the police department have sent boats out there. You can hear the sirens of police emergency services vehicles and ambulances going by. We have not heard any word about injuries at this point, but we do have some witnesses who say that it appeared the pilot was trying to bring the plane down. It was not nose down. The plane came down on his belly. A big splash came up as if you'd see at a water park, according to one of the witnesses here. But this plane continues to drift south in the Hudson River. It went into the water right at about 46th Street. It is now down to roughly 23rd Street right now. And again, the key is the plane does seem to be afloat. Now, whether that is natural or is that based on the tugboats and the other vehicles out there, we do not know. But the good news is this plane, for the most part, is at water level or above. Guys, back to you.
WCBS reporter Marla Diamond, they are getting people off this plane. Is that right?
Yes, they are, and they are coming to the ferry terminal here at 40th and the West Side Highway. A ferry just pulled away. It was a Block Island ferry. It let off about 20 passengers. There's a gentleman with no clothes on. Can you imagine on a day like today, no clothes on, simply wrapped in one of those red blankets that they give you on the airplane. We did manage to get in and speak to a few of the people who were rescued, and some were too broken up to really describe what happened. One gentleman very clearly told me that they were had just taken off from LaGuardia, and he felt the plane losing altitude. Nobody really panicked, but he said he prayed, and the next thing he knew, they were in the water, and the cabin was quickly filling up. He was soaked from head to toe. Everybody who was standing here, and there are at least 30 people, maybe 40, in this ferry passenger terminal is soaked, and they are being questioned right now by police. They are getting medical aid if they need it. We did see one woman come in on a stretcher, but she was conscious. So if there is anybody very seriously injured, we haven't seen it here. Most of the people are up around. They're talking. They're drinking coffee. They're trying to warm them up. Of course, hypothermia would be a concern, but they keep on bringing them into this ferry terminal boat by boat, and it seems like more and more people are getting off the boats as the hour passes. Reporting live from the West Side, Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.
Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.